Welcome to Desi Crime Stories, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the intriguing world of crime. In today's episode, we are stepping back into the time of early 1800s when terror reigned supreme on the roads of North India. Brace yourself for an immersive exploration of the chilling saga of Thakbe Ram, also known as Burram Jamedar, the notorious kings of thugs. His name still sends shivers down the spines and is often cited as one of the most prolific serial killers, responsible for a dark legacy that includes murders of an estimated 931 people. To truly grasp the depths of horror in Thakbe Ram's reign, let's delve into the origins of thuggy cult. The term thug finds its roots in the Hindi word thug, which designated the secretive cult of dacoits that plagued the Awadh, also known as Awadh region of North India. These were not your run-of-the-mill criminals. Their operations were marked by sinister efficiency that set them apart. Among their ranks, one figure loomed larger than life, Thakbe Ram, who would ultimately earn the dreaded title of Kings of Thugs. The thuggy cult had its root in ancient India, but it reached its sinister zenith in the early 19th century. Their modus operandi was founded on meticulous planning and cunning, making them a formidable criminal force that struck terror into the hearts of travelers. Bhairam's method of terror was as simple as it was ruthlessly effective. His weapon of choice was seemingly innocent yellow handkerchief, concealing a dark and deadly secret. Stitched into this unassuming piece of cloth was a medallion that would come to symbolize terrors on the roads of North India. When thugs selected a victim for their sinister purposes, they would approach with a deceptively harmless yellow handkerchief. However, within moments, this seemingly innocuous fabric would transform into an instrument of death. They use it to strangle their victims, with medallion applying fatal pressure to the victim's Adam's apple, ensuring a swift and nearly silent demise. The use of yellow handkerchief and the medallion were merely a means to an end. It was a sinister signature, a remarkable calling card that struck fear into anyone who encountered it. In the early 1800s, Thug and his gang cast a long and sinister shadow over travelers, businessmen, tourists, soldiers, and even entire caravans would mysteriously vanish without a trace. Local authorities were left perplexed, unable to comprehend the scale of the horrors unfolding on once safe roads. These very roads, which had served as a lifeline of trade and travel, had now become treacherous traps. The mere utterance of Bhairam's name sent chills down the spines of those who had heard of the lurking terror. The thug's ability to seamlessly blend into crowds and their mastery of disguise made them formidable adversaries. Often posing as fellow travelers, they gained the trust of their victims before striking with deadly precision. Their capacity to disappear into masses allowed them to continue their reign of terror unabated for years. However, in 1809, a glimmer of hope emerged in the form of Captain William, tasked with unraveling the perplexing and the horrifying mystery. Captain's unwavering investigation gradually unveiled the shocking truth. Bhairam and his formidable gang of 200 were the architects of these gruesome attacks. Their mastery of deception was unparalleled, often disguising themselves as seemingly harmless traders, seamlessly blending in with unsuspecting victims. Captain's pursuit was driven not only by the quest for justice, but also by the urgent need to restore the safety and security to the roads of North India. The capture of Thug became an imperative mission. The Thug had their own secretive language known as Ramosi. Their linguistic code allowed them to communicate covertly among themselves, all while avoiding arousing suspicion. Yet, one of the most sinister aspects of the operation was their method of signaling. They would eerily mimic the cry of a jackal, serving as a ghastly harbinger of impending doom to their fellow gang members. When this spine-chilling cry pierced the night, Bairam and his gang would swiftly descend upon their victims. Armed with dreaded yellow handkerchief, after swiftly and mercilessly ending their lives, the lifeless bodies would be unceremoniously disposed of in the nearby wells, leaving behind no traces of their malevolent deeds. The use of jackal's cry as a signal was a testament of Thug's level of organization and depth of their twisted belief system. It served as an eerie precursor to the horrors that were about to be unfolded. It took nearly a decade of relentless pursuit, but Captain finally managed to apprehend Thug in 1840. By this time, Bairam was 75 years old. He had left behind a trail of death and despair that stretched far and wide. While his reign of terror extended to an estimated 931 murders, he would only admit to directly responsible for around 125 deaths and an accomplice in approximately 150 more. Bairam's reign of terror had finally come to an end, but the scars he left on the countless innocent lives would never fully heal. Bairam's capture marked the culmination of an exhaustive and perilous manhunt. His arrest was a significant victory for law and order, not only in North India, but as a testament to the dogged determination of Captain and his team. The Thuggy cult had been dealt a severe blow, as the elusive King of Thug was now in custody. Bairam met his end in February 11, 1840, at a hangman's noose. His dreaded Mandalayan, known to have used in at least 65 killings, remains preserved in a private museum, a haunting relic that stands as a perpetual reminder of the reign of King of Thugs. Thug's story is a chilling and haunting chapter in the annals of criminal history. His tale serves as a stark and sobering reminder of the depths to which human beings can descend when driven by a fanatical conviction. The capture and execution of Bairam marked the end of an era of terror on India's road. As we reflect on the harrowing journey into the heart of darkness, we are reminded of the importance of vigilance, justice, and the resilience of those who work tirelessly to protect innocent lives. Thug Bairam's name may still evoke fear, but his capture serves as a testament to the triumph of law and order over even the most sinister reigns of terror. Thank you for joining us on the immersive exploration of Thug Bairam's chilling legacy. Stay tuned for more gripping tales of crime on Desi Crime Stories. In the dark corners of history, stories like Thug Bairam's serve as a cautionary tale, urging us to remain vigilant against the forces of darkness that may lurk around us. While his name may echo through the annals of crime, it is essential to remember the resilience and dedication of those who tirelessly pursue justice.